September is Public Library Sign-Up Month. Seeing as how I hadn't yet visited the brand new Advanced Learning Library, I thought I'd get a jump on things. Here's my review of the place from a musical perspective. Walking in, the architecture is spacious. You aren't confronted by desks and counters. The stacks are the first thing you see. Stacks of CDs, actually. I could have gone to the computer terminals, but instead I just started browsing for immediate gratification. I'm a sucker for box sets, so I went straight to the oversized CD section, and my eyes fell on the 40th anniversary collection from Alligator Records, an independent blues label I've always wanted to check out. Just a few feet away was a new disc of the Brahms Piano Trio No. 1 in B major, with its tearjerker opening theme. Then the bass player in me steered my attention to Thundercat's album Drunk. Lots of their DVDs are devoted to music. Within minutes, I had a bunch of things that I'd been meaning to watch for years. The jazz documentary A Great Day in Harlem, Dave Grohl's movie about a particular studio mixing board called Sound City, and the PBS compilation Austin City Limits celebrates 40 years. Upstairs is an entire aisle of books about music, too. I quickly settled on David Byrne's How Music Works. And leaving was simple. The self-checkout stations are easier than the grocery line. So what's not to like? Sure, there are lots of places that would stream all of this to my computer, but in the end, this was just as easy, and well, I don't like paying for stuff. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.